Welcome to the Influence by Design podcast. I'm Samantha Riley, authority positioning strategist for coaches and experts. If you're ready to build a business that gives you more than just a caffeine addiction, and you dream of making more money, having more time, and having the freedom to be living your best life, then you're in the right place. It's time to level up. Welcome to today's episode of Influence by Design. I'm your host for today, Samantha Riley, but you're not actually going to hear a lot from me. Today, I am going to share five short clips from our upcoming Profitable Coach Summit. Now, if you haven't heard, next week, so starting the 19th of March, 2024, it might not be next week when you're listening to it, so I thought I'd better add that. We're going to be hosting 30 expert speakers on the Profitable Coach Summit. These are speakers that I have invited because they have got wildly successful coaching businesses. And when I say successful, I'm talking about not just creating the money that most people want to be making, but also in a way that lights them on fire. They're successful in their earning capacity. They're successful in their passion. They're successful in how they've created their businesses to be aligned with who they are in a way that suits them. And for every single one of our speakers, that is different. Some of them are traveling the world. Some of them are not. But they're all living in a way that's highly aligned with the way they want to live. Now, what is different about this summit is that I've created something that is very integrated and holistic. Now, you're a coach or a healer. I know that you understand the importance of integrating spiritual and energetic disciplines in your life and as the foundation of what you do. However, you also need to have those savvy business strategies to pull it all together. And from what I found, there's summits that are in the bro marketer space that are very logical, very tactical. And to some of us, they feel a little bit on the spammy side. And then there are also teachings and summits out there that are very in the spiritual and woo-woo side that don't have those basic business foundations. And I'm of the belief that you can't sit under a tree and manifest a Ferrari without doing anything. There are going to be some people that believe that you can. That's okay. I believe that we need both. We need to be able to have those energetic principles and to create the action on the other side. So what I've got coming up in today's episode is just five of the speakers and some short clips just to give you a little highlight reel into what's coming up next week. So if you like what you hear, I'd love you to head over to profitablecoachsummit.online to secure your free ticket so that you can hear these amazing sessions that we've got coming up. We've got some live panels during the week. We have live networking and community building. We've got all sorts of things planned. There's a community that's coming together now. There is prizes on offer. There is a ton of amazing content. So we would love to see you there. Like I said, you can go over and secure your free ticket at profitablecoachsummit.online. But who are you going to be hearing from today? So I've just taken some small snippets of five of our speakers just to give you a little highlight of the topics that you're going to be hearing about and also in the vein that you're going to be hearing about it. These little snippets are going to give you an idea of what the feel is through our summit. So today you'll be hearing from Anthony Chansamuth, who is going to be talking about how to build your case study funnel. Molly Mandelberg, who is talking about the magnetics of marketing. Dove Gordon, who will be speaking about how to be noticed, valued, and paid by the clients you want most. You'll be hearing from Esty Starr, whose session is about getting your likes to leads or moving your likes to leads. And then finally, you'll be hearing from Dave Thompson, who'll be talking about how to use your book to attract high ticket sales. Now, I know that you've probably heard a lot of these topics before, but I hope that you listen and hear that the way that these topics are being brought to you in this summer is just a little bit different. So strap yourself in. We're going to share a little tiny bit of each of these people's talks. I hope you enjoy this as much as I've enjoyed interviewing these people. And yeah, like I said, go and secure your seat at profitablecoachsummit.online. So without further ado, let's roll the tape.
And that piece is, you know, deciding on the right title and subtitle is as much a marketing copywriting exercise as it is a energetic and emotional vibration check.
100%. You
know, like the heart of entrepreneurship really, like when I hear that, I'm just like, that's so Samantha Riley, because there's a big heart and then entrepreneurship is like up here for me. That's where I feel it. I'm like, that's the vibe I get from you. And so
yeah.
This is what we're doing, is matching the vibe of the, because every word has a vibrational level, you know?
Yes.
If there's any kinesiologist, anyone like that, like you can muscle test where a word sits, and then you can muscle test the language that's in the book and be like, is it a match? Oh no, we're too low. How low are we? We're low by 10, 20, 30, we're low by 50 points. Okay, let's bring it up. Let's try this word. Does that match? We could bump it up a bit more, you know, like you can get really precise on the vibrational match. And I think that's something that, I don't know any other book coaches that do that, but we get super excited about getting it right on vibrationally as well.
Yeah. And the people in our world, we get that. Mm. Like, that's not a hard sell, because we're like, oh, that's what we want. Yep, yeah. That's exactly what we want, because we know. Yeah. We know.
And that's the knowing, is like when we do our title workshops, it's with a group of conscious, awake people who understand vibration as well. And you see it, Sam. You see that someone names their title, they're like, I think it might be this. And then the entire room just lights up and everyone's like, yeah, that's the one.
Yeah.
Just so validating to get that from people that are in tune, are tuned, embodied, you know, and in the space too. So I think that's just as important. I don't think, and again, that's one of the contrasts here. ChatGPT doesn't have that attunement. And so people, if they do a book that way and they put it out, it's like, that's not that guy. You just know. And when you do it the way that we do it, that's when I believe that's when you're really speaking to the soulmate clients, because they know as well. You've put your knowing into the book. They pick up on that knowing and they just know. Those are the people that you get on the call and you're like, yeah, I read your book. Just what's the price? When can we start? Like, I don't need any. I know. You're the person for me. And I think that's what you want out of a book.
Yeah.
And that's the book to high ticket. It's like, this is the thing no book coaches are going to talk about. You get the vibration right. You put your knowing in it. They're going to know. Boom. Just happens so fast.
I have been in the coaching and healing space for nearly a decade. I've been helping hundreds of clients who are also coaches, healers, holistic practitioners to grow their businesses. And I walk a funny line between sort of mystical, magical, you know, law of attraction belief system and this, you know, business strategy, tactics, and marketing mojo kind of world. And what I found over time, over the last decade, is the energy is so important, the energy that we carry about anything. And it's an interesting thing to start playing with, because we're coming at it through the lens of a very, you know, sort of capitalist society, a vanity metrics world, where you think that when you post something, if it doesn't get engagement, then it was a failure. And what I have found through my own business and through the businesses of my clients is that when you are marketing your business, you are ringing the bell. You are ringing a bell saying, hey, I'm open for business. Hey, here's this beautiful offering you could come and receive. Hey, here's this deep work I'm doing. Who's ready to get started? And yes, putting that marketing out into the world is a huge component in people knowing what you do, self-identifying that it's for them, and coming to actually receive it. And part of what that bell ringing is doing also is simply announcing to the universe that I mean business, that I'm ready to receive people, that I am here and open, and it's go time. And so when you share something on social media, or when you put out an email, or when you craft that sales page and start, you know, sort of announcing it, yes, you are literally showing it to the people that you want to receive it. And you're telling the universe, it's time to bring people in. I'm actually energetically putting my butt in the seat to do this work. And so sometimes you might put some marketing out into the world and it doesn't get a response, or that offering doesn't get bought, or the registrations just don't look the way you want them to, but you get a referral from, you know, left field, or you get, you know, an old client saying, hey, I'm ready to get started again. There's an energetic magnetism component to us putting ourselves into the marketing work that is not necessarily direct. And so one of my like big missions in life, in my business and helping my clients, is pointing to the fact that no matter what it looks like, direct relation to your marketing or not, that you beating the drum and you ringing that bell and you letting the universe and all your people know that you're open for business is the energetic sort of turning your magnets on so that your people can come and find you. And it might not look how you think it's going to look.
So we talked about marketing helium. Marketing helium is really important. That is, this is messaging. Everything fundamentally is built on what I think of as a simple, compelling message. You can be the best in the world at it, but if you don't talk about what you do in a way that is simple, clear, compelling, head-turning, then nobody is going to know you exist. Nobody is going to care. Because the simple truth is that people do not buy the products and services that are best for them. We human beings, all of us, we tend to buy the products and services that are best marketed and sold to us. And the most basic part of marketing, the most basic foundation, the most is your element is your message. Now, we all know this and we all talked about it, but like most things, we all get stuck on it because we don't want to sound like everybody else, but most of us do because our messaging sounds like everybody else. Or we talk about it in such a way that we fail to get the attention and interest of the ideal client. So I want to show you very briefly, again, right, this is all to answer that question. Okay, there's a difference between attention and interest. Okay, a lot of things will get attention, but only two things get interest. So if I send you an old YouTube video of two dogs eating with a fork and a knife, right? It might get your attention, but as soon as it's over, you're gonna go back to work. You're gonna go back to doing what interests you. If you and I are walking through, we're at a conference, we're at some kind of event, and we're walking through the exhibitor booth, and like we're just walking past all the booths, and then something catches our eye. We see a sign off in the far corner sticking up above and like, oh, that's interesting. Let's go have a look. When something gets your attention, you go back to what you're doing. When something gets you interested, you change your plans. We were heading that way, but now we're changing our plans. We're going that way. That is what marketing helium does. When you can articulate your message, what you do in a way that you know, really speaks aloud, well, what I'm interested in, and I'll show you what that is in the next slide, then people will change their plans and come towards you to find out more. So the question is, of course, how do I know what interests my ideal client? How do I know what will get their attention and interest? And this is, of course, what we call this is the actual marketing helium. And the good news is that even though a lot of things get attention, only two things that get interest. And those two things are, if you talk about a problem they have and don't want, you'll get their attention and interest. And if you talk about a result they want and don't have, you'll get their attention and interest. Okay, again, these are the only two things. And I came up, I realized this one day when I was thinking like, okay, there was a very famous marketing quote. I forget the guy who said this, but it's from a book about 100 years ago. He said that good advertising enters the conversation already going on in the mind of the ideal customer. And that struck me as true. And then I'm reflecting and I'm thinking, okay, well, how am I supposed to know what the conversation going on in the mind of the ideal customer is? How do I know? And I realized that, well, what am I thinking about? And what's the conversation going on in my mind? Probably true for everybody. And I realized, well, most of my thoughts overwhelmingly are either about a problem that I have and don't want, or about a result that I want and don't have, or about a transformation, a change, an experience that I want and don't have. And I realized that, oh, so if I could speak aloud about a problem that they have and don't want, and or about a result they want and don't have, I'll get their attention and interest. And that's what we call marketing helium. Okay. And piece, when you can articulate that, and I'll give an example in another couple of minutes. When you can articulate a problem that I have and don't want, a result I want and don't have, you know, as clearly as I'm thinking it, at the same level as I'm thinking it, or even more clearly, then immediately you get my attention and interest. I change my plans. I click on your ad. I join your webinar. I click on your email. I call you on the phone, whatever it might be. Okay. So this is the first piece of your marketing selling system is a full tank of marketing helium. And what you need is a deep insight into who this ideal client is. We're going to look at piece number two, then I'm going to tie it together with a couple of examples. So piece number two is you take that deep insight, the ideal client, the problem that you help solve, the result that you enable, and you craft it into what I call, like I said, a simple, compelling, head-turning message. And that's what makes your message stand out, right? There are two overlapping things here, right? If you talk about a problem they have and don't want, a result they want and don't have, and you overlap that with your opinion about what's causing their problem, what will enable their result. And this may not be in your one liner. This is probably going to often be developed further in your elaboration of your messaging. That's what gets their attention and interest. When you grab their attention and interest by talking about problem result, and then you're like, whoa, wow, you get me. Right? When someone understands us, which is rare for most of us, we have to feel like, wow, someone really understands me. The natural next step we have is, wow, you just said it better than I could. You get me. What do you think I should do? We want their guidance. We want their leadership. They may not have a clue. They may not be qualified, but they understand me. So we automatically tend to assume that they are qualified. And that's the experience you want to create. And hopefully you're qualified too.
So let me explain. So you've got level zero that takes you no time. You've got creating a presence that should take you 3 hours once every year or two. Set it up. You can set that and forget it. Never touch it again. You exist. There's contact information. They can find your phone number, website, wherever else you do hang out. Hey, I'm not on Facebook, but find me on Instagram. Hey, I'm not on Instagram. Find me on TikTok, right? Just, it's a forwarder. Then you have light, medium, and intensive engagement. Those are the next three levels. Light engagement on any platform, that's what we call heartbeat marketing. This business has a heartbeat. It's alive. It didn't just put up a profile 7 years ago and doesn't exist anymore. You're posting once or twice a week. You may not have a lot of engagement. You're spending a few hours a week on that. That's it, right? So again, think of it as a party. It's a party that you show up to an hour or two a week. You'll meet a couple of people. You'll have a conversation or two. You'll make your mark. You'll update your wallpaper thing. Like you'll do a thing. You exist. You're alive. And the people who look for you there, you can make a couple connections. Won't be intense. Light. That's a few hours a week, 2 to 3. You've got medium. This is where the rubber hits the road. If you are not already excelling at converting social media attention into money in your pocket, do not do more than one platform at medium. Most people cannot do more than one platform at medium, and I have news for you. Most social media managers cannot do more than one platform at medium, even if it's their full-time job, because they're not good at more than one. Since they're parties, everyone's got a different kind of party that they hang out at. Instagram's a coffee shop. Pretty pictures on the wall, lots of ladies chatting, chat, 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 light chatter, even your ugly days are pretty, right? Like that's just the vibe. Facebook, reunion party, common interest party. I know you, I met you somewhere. We both like to go to dance. Like this is why Facebook groups are a strategy for Facebook, and LinkedIn groups are garbage, and Instagram groups don't exist, not for real at least. there's no such thing as groups on TikTok. You've got to get your party's vibe. And most people will resonate strongly with one party over others, including social media managers. And so when people do like a spray and pray, so they just take all the content they create for Facebook, stick it on Instagram and TikTok. Take all the content for TikTok, stick it on Instagram and Facebook and LinkedIn. It doesn't work. It's a different vibe. TikTok's a slumber party, by the way. Everyone's in their pajamas playing air guitar on their bed as they jump up and down. That's just what it is. Oh my gosh, I have a secret. Sweat. I have a ghost story to tell you. Like that's a TikTok. It's a slumber party. Totally. Vibe. That's the vibe. So your medium is 5 to 10 hours, and that's where you can start generating a stream of warm inbound leads. There's three things you're going to do during that time. You're not only posting. You're networking, posting, commenting, and then DMing, because business is not closed in the feed, but we'll get there. Just in terms of timeline involvement, how much time you're going to be spending, you're looking at 5 to 10 hours a week if you want to really generate organic, steady business from social media. A lot of people don't realize that. So they give it 1 hour, 2 hours. They're like, why isn't it working? Because you're barely at the party. This was a real networking event with millions of people. And you showed up for half an hour a week. You don't even know what's flying. I haven't met anybody. Not here. But you better believe if you show up 5, 6, 10 hours a week, you're going to start meeting people. You're going to start getting the lay of the land. You're going to start, but you need to like it here, or you're not going to stay. And that's why I say pick the platform that you like that also has your clients. All right. So if you're targeting business professionals, Instagram doesn't have them. It's just, you know, the more of them on LinkedIn. And if you're selling jewelry, it's not that there aren't women on LinkedIn who buy jewelry. It's just, that's not what they're there for. They're there for professional networking and development. And if you want to figure out how to get people into your dance class, it's not that LinkedIn doesn't have people who dance, and it's not that Instagram doesn't, but everyone's going to Facebook to try to figure out the dance schedules in their dance groups. Be where they are. Do the thing that they're looking for there. And then have a TikTok with all of your dance videos and a YouTube with all the tutorials. A multi-platform strategy looks like it's platform specific. Start with one, master it. By the way, once you master it, you'll have more than enough money to hire someone to do the other one for you.
We are now, you know, living in a world where trust is a currency. And I would say it's the most compelling and the most powerful, right? You know, you can put all the content you want out there in the world. You can GPT everything. And this is a problem, right? When AI came into the world, all of a sudden you can create content, articles and social posts at volume, right? The problem is it lacks human touch. It lacks empathy. It lacks real stories of evidence that you have been able to support other people, you know, through your programs, through your transformations, and all the amazing work that you do. And also lacks the ability to communicate in your, you know, ideal clients' own words and in their own languaging, right? What you've actually done and why they choose to work with you. Why do they trust you? Why do they recommend you to some of their friends and their peers? All of that happens inside a case study, okay? Because you're interviewing an actual real life person. You're not saying, GPT, write me a case study. We're actually saying, hey, you know, Mr. or Miss client, can we get you for 20 minutes where we interview you and ask you some questions about your experience, right? And I also would add to this that I've tried to do case studies without having the person on a Zoom call or in front of me, and it rarely works because you don't get the depth of discovery and you don't get them to really dig in with them around to get them to unveil certain things about their experience, right? You can send them a list of questions, but what we find is that typically if you don't have someone who's actually asking them questions and being able to like navigate that conversation, we hit, you know, some really surface level sort of testimonials, but we don't get deep into, you know, what it is that really motivated them to work with you and why that they continue to work with you if that's what they're doing.
Thanks for joining me for this episode of the Influence by Design podcast. If you want more, head over to influencebydesignpodcast.com for the show notes and links to today's gifts and sponsors. And if you're looking to connect with other experts who are growing and scaling their business too, join us in the Coaches, Thought Leaders and Changemakers community on Facebook. The links are waiting for you over at influencebydesignpodcast.com.